Hi, welcome to the Geyer Cook Online Services blog, which is the show notes location for the Geyer Cook Report. And that's why we're looking at it, so that you can see and follow along. If you go to thegeyercookreport.podbean.com, you should get a list of episodes. And today's episode, What's on Our Mind Wednesday, we're talking about what my wife sent. She rarely sends pearls from the oyster called the internet, but in this instance she did, and we've copied the video from Extra PC, and let's play the video and let them say the words that make them what they are. Be right back.
Curious how Extra PC works? It's simple. Extra PC is a flash drive stick that you insert into an available USB port on your laptop, desktop, or netbook computer. The Extra PC flash drive contains the Extra PC operating system that is built on the proven foundation of Linux. We've made it simple to set up and simple to use. The Extra PC USB bypasses the old, slow, bloated Windows operating system to make your computer into a blazing fast, high-performance PC with a new, simple-to-use operating system that has the familiar look and feel of your Windows PC. Since it runs on a USB stick, your existing computer is not altered, and you'll have access to all of your old files. Also, it even works with missing or faulty hard drives. Extra PC has all of the following built in: web browser, open office, email, DVD player, music player, file manager, photo viewer, and printer, monitor, and Wi-Fi setup. To use Extra PC, you simply plug it in, restart your computer, hit the boot menu key, boot into USB, and start using Extra PC. Extra PC works on nearly all laptops, desktops, or netbooks that originally use Windows Vista, Windows XP, or Windows 7 that were made in 2004 or later that can boot to USB. For additional information, check out our website at www.extra-pc.com.
There you have it, Extra PC. Basically a USB stick with Linux on it that you boot up to. If your computer was made after, I read after 2004, you should be able to boot up from the USB stick and then have that desktop available to you. It's, with the shipping, $35 for the entry level, considering that you can have three different flavors, and they're all listed on their website. So go to that link I gave you in the show notes, extrapc.com. I think you'll find a good cure for that ailing old computer that maybe doesn't even boot up anymore, but if you can get to the USB port, well, bazinga, you're there. I invite you to become a patron via this link in the notes there, be a patron on Podbean. Like the Geyer Cook Report Facebook group. Join that group. We'd love to have you. The Geyer Cook Report questions link. It's an updated link that I've converted to be in a Google form. Pick five of those 27 questions, and then we'll schedule an interview and make you or your business a little bit more transparent, because people tend to buy from people they know. So let's give that a go. The rest of the notes are there. Like I said, this is actually looking at blog.geyercookonlineservices.com, and I'll put the link there in the comments in the video. The rest of it is all there, thanks to Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters for the potential to have our content included in the Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed podcast that they broadcast in Edinburgh, Scotland. It goes out on heartsonglive.co.uk, a radio station there in Edinburgh, and we're very appreciative of that time slot that you're giving us from time to time. Thanks to Eileen Smith for her efforts in giving us good information. Go to eileensmith.com. You can get a link to her podcast there, I'm pretty sure. Or Google it. She's all over YouTube and Facebook. She's a digital diva, and the usual suspects will have her content. Okay? Enjoy you taking your time out of your day to listen to this short excerpt. It's just about done, and it will be when I scroll back up to the top and say thanks for listening today. This has been the Guyer Cook Report. It's a wrap.